Hi guys, welcome to our podcast. We'll get back to that later. I'm your host Mariah, and we have
Shayla.
And today's topic is about growth, and not only just growth, but accepting your growth, being able to recognize that you have grown and not allowing it to scare you. I thought this was a great topic to follow up with healing, because I think oftentimes we go through situations and then we can't, not that we can't realize, but sometimes it takes us a little longer to realize, like, wow, I've gone through X, Y, and Z. This is where I am. And accepting, like, I've experienced so much. I've healed so much from that situation and where you are now. And sometimes growth really scares people, and it really makes them revert back into old ways. And that's what today's topic is about. Shayla, is there, like, how do you feel like you've grown? Or, you know, do you feel like your growth has scared you in any way?
Yes, growth has scared the shit out of me. Definitely, especially with our home. We've always said that we wanted a house, and how long it has taken us to get there. Yes, we have our house. Whoop whoop. 2 years now.
Yes.
And we still haven't completely settled in.
She's not unpacked. She's not unpacked, guys. She's still got some boxes there, and I'm just like, Shayla, what are we doing?
No, we have packed. We just don't have everything up, like, as far as pictures and how we want everything to be there. And we would like to paint, and we still haven't settled on colors and trying to have everything together. But yes, and we do not want to revert backwards at all. We want to continue on in accepting our growth and to continue on. And maybe when we finally hang up pictures everywhere, that we can accept it and accept our colors and coordinate everything and remodeling and fixing everything. But it does take time, especially as a first a homeowner, you know. It does take time in how you want things, and we don't want to rush it at all, because when we rush things, I feel like when people do rush in anything, in any type of growth, you can revert back, and you don't want to do that at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, and especially with my growth of working, you know, and a new place, a new area and everything, especially with the kids, you know, they miss their friends and all that. And again, I'm blessed and happy where we're at. It's beautiful, and especially how they have things in a new community and what they...
Her kids go to a great school. They have a beautiful yard, a beautiful house. They live in a beautiful neighborhood.
Yeah, can't complain.
Like, and it's a little far from family, like, you know, but it's, I think it's everything that you needed. Like, if you would have stayed closer, if you would have stayed closer, who knows how things would have been, you know? Like,
definitely.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, that's all a part of our growth, and there's many more to come. And it's not focusing on what we actually have, but where we see us going and where we want to go and succeed. And that's where I see it as.
Yeah.
So it's all a part of growth. What about you? Do you have anything of what you want to share? And
Even like, I could use the podcast as a great example. Like, today we have recorded quite a few episodes, and I have been extremely hard on myself, where I'm just like, I don't like this, I don't like this, I don't like that, like, no, like, let's start over, let's this, let's that. And thank God, like, for you, Gary in the background, literally amazing.
Woo-hoo, Gary.
But just like, no, keep going. And then I look over the episodes and I'm like, wow, we really killed it. Like, that was actually amazing. And I think, like, that also is like a fear of mine, I guess, in the sense of, like, I want this to be so good and to be so great and for people to, like, relate to it and for it to grow the audience that it's supposed to grow, that I literally got in my own head to the point that I was just like, I wanted to, like, not film. Like, I was like, no, I don't want to do this. Like, I can't do this. And I think too, like with growth, you really just need to keep going. Like keep going, keep believing in yourself. Know that like it's all coming at the right time, at the right place, at the right pace.
Right moment.
Yes. Yes. And I mean, this podcast has really taken like a year and a half to finally get like situated and finally get going and finally launch.
And the right person. Me.
And the right person. Yes.
I'm God's son.
Amen. But there were so many things that had happened before even getting to this point that I could have been like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this because of X, Y, and Z. And I could have gotten in my head and I didn't. And I think that's like when it comes to not being scared of your growth and not being scared of where you are. And sometimes you have people too who are not on the, they're not on the same
level page.
Yeah, they're not on the same level. They're not on the same page. And I don't mean level as in like they're below you or above you. I just mean that they're not doing the same thing that you're doing. Like their vision is not your vision. Their focus is not your focus. And sometimes too, having people constantly being like, well, what are you doing? Well, what's going on with this or what's going on with that? And it's just like, I really just need you to fall back because like, I might not have it all together and I might not know what it is that I'm doing, but like, it's working. Like it's working out. We're still putting in the work. We're still putting in the effort. We're still putting in the time. And I think that like having the right people around you, the right people to support you. I feel like I always say this because it is so important that it truly affects you, whether it affects you in a positive way or a negative way. Like there are people that are gonna push you to get to the next place in your life. And it's funny because I actually heard someone say this where they're like, God puts you in positions so that you are able to put other people in positions. And I think that that is so true. And I also think that sometimes we hinder our own growth because we're so scared to take the next step. We're so scared to take the next leap. And you're fearful of what could be. And so you stay stagnant. And that's like the worst thing that, yeah, like I think that that's the worst thing that you can do. I think that's also why oftentimes people, they don't go after what they want, or they'll tell you like, I have the dream to do this or to do that, but then I never did it and this held me back and that held me back. And it's like, you need to reprogram your mind, reprogram your thoughts, like, and realize that you are capable of everything. Like everything it is that you want, you are able to grab that and you are able to succeed at that. And sometimes you might fail, but failing is a lesson, as we've spoke about many, many times before. Like failing is a beautiful lesson. It's where you learn, okay, that didn't work. How am I gonna change this? Maybe that's not even the direction that I want to go in any longer, and I want to completely change where it is that I'm going. Like this podcast, for instance, like Shayla was not originally not the person that I was gonna have as my co-host. Like I originally had this podcast going into three different directions, like with a different co-host, with another person, with me just being by myself. And then one day, like conversing with Shayla about like what it is that I want, she's like, Mariah, why don't I be on the podcast with you? And I'm like, why didn't I ever think of that? Like, yes, yes, you should be like on the podcast.
Always. Yeah. Like always. Yes. And I always say, it's like, I'm always like her last choice for some reason. Or her, well, three is always like the best, but still, like her last choice. But she's always talking to me about something, but I always be like, don't ask me about nothing. Don't ask me to do anything. Don't nothing. Then I'm like, we always work together all the time.
We work and so well together.
People are always like, are you guys in business? And I'm like, no.
We need to be, obviously.
Every single time when we do a job, a task together, we bang it out, we execute it, and everyone loves us. Like, they give us great reviews. They want us to do something else for them. We end up doing it, and we execute it. 5-star rating every single time. And then we're like, dude, how about I do it? Like, we'll rock it. And we're at right now. Boom. Yes. Drop the mic. Hey.
Literally. But I think back to what I was saying. I think that, you know, trying and failing and even getting to the point of being like, no, I don't want to do this. Like, I was ready to sell everything that I, like, invested in for this podcast. And Gary's like, no, Mariah, we're not going to do this. Like, to the point that he had me sit here and go over, like, a list of topics of what it was that I was going to talk about. And that's why I say, too, like, having people in your life who support you mm-hmm. and also being able to take, like, constructive criticism yes. from people is so important for your growth. Like, just because somebody says to you, like, maybe you should do that this way or that doesn't look that good, it's not always like a negative comment. It's not always somebody putting you down. And don't get me wrong, there are certain people that I feel like I talk to and once I get off the phone, I'm like, why did I even talk to that person? Like, they just made me feel so much worse about yeah. myself. And I think too that a lot of people project how it is that they feel. And, you know, projection comes from our own experiences, our own feelings, and being able to uplift somebody and support somebody without projecting your own feelings. Bullshit. Yeah. Your own feelings, your own negativity, is amazing. And also being able to receive a message, being able to like listen and hear. And I mean, for me, like I talk to God a lot, like I pray all the time. Mm-hmm. I think it's what keeps me sane. If not, I'd probably go insane. And it's kind of awesome how like God speaks to me in ways and like mm-hmm. brings strangers into my life to tell me like, Mariah, everything's gonna be okay, and God wants you to know everything's gonna be okay. Or like, Mariah, you're in God's favor, or like whatever it may be. And I mean, you've like witnessed this, so mm-hmm. it's so Christian. Dope. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we were both like so shook.
Yeah.
But it's like beautiful to accept your growth to yes. but I think with accepting your growth is being able to accept what you've gone through, like where you've been, where you are, and where you're going, like mm-hmm. you said. This it's is beautiful. Like one of my favorite topics.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Is there anything that you want to add or?
I'm still trying to accept my growth. Like, it's very hard. It can be very personable, very emotional in many ways. And again, it's not about the past, the present. It's where you seeing yourself later on.
Yeah.
And just like people say, oh, where do you see yourself right now? Where do you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years? Don't let it scare you.
Yeah.
You know? Just basically focus.
I don't mean to cut you off, but I think too that why for some people they end up like reverting back into old ways mm-hmm. is because growth really takes a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Like it takes Absolutely. A lot of effort. It's also healing. It's you battling like your brain over your heart. Like it's you, it's a constant battle of yourself and like knowing what it is.
Generational curses too.
Yes, and breaking generational curses because that is what we are always gonna do.
Yes.
But it to me, like it makes sense when people revert into old ways because sometimes it's a lot easier and it's harder to push yourself sometimes, especially when you don't have like the supportive people that you need. And sometimes
that like you think that are supportive people.
Yeah. And not only that, sometimes like having a supportive partner isn't enough because you mm-hmm. still don't value yourself enough. And that hinders your growth. That hinders mm-hmm. it hinders what it is that you're capable of doing and not allowing you to see where you're going. Yeah. God, you're so good, and I love you so much.
Amen, amen. Amen, amen, girl. And if you ever, you feel like you don't have anyone to speak to.
You got me. You got me.
Yes, you can have us. But you can sit in a quiet space and don't feel ashamed. You just talk to God. You talk to whoever you believe in. And you can even like get a book and you write everything down. And it feels good. And you can go back to reading it. And, you know, just get all your stuff out. Go to where you think that you can go to feel free or do something different. Find your best self.
Yeah.
A hobby. Do something different. it's not good to Google stuff, but Google something to see what attracts you into being the best you.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And also sometimes it's like, yes, like you said, finding a hobby, or like we've talked about walking, writing. Sometimes things as simple as like going for a drive, or knowing that you enjoy being by the ocean, and like
music.
Yeah. Or
calming music.
Yes. Yes. Like you would always tell me like, I need to listen to this music so I can get into the zone. Like singing.
Love to sing.
Like these are the things that you need to do. And I mean, like I said, growth is definitely work. It's definitely, it's a lifelong journey along with healing. I mean, you're always trying to be the better version of yourself. And it's not, like I said, I think that you're always the best you. You're always the best version of yourself, but you're always trying to do better. And that's what life is, right? Like constant progression. If not, we would be stagnant and you'd be dead. Like, what's the point? But just keep going. Like, keep going. It is definitely going to pay off. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh my God. I'm so happy, guys. Well, thank you for being us with this episode, and we'll get back to that later.